You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. My guest this week is Holly D. Ramey. Holly is an intuitive tarot reader, and she's actually been on the Velvet's Edge podcast before back in March, which feels like a lifetime ago at this point in 2020. But on the last podcast, she read my cards, and I learned so much about myself and the energy surrounding what was happening in my life at that point. I wanted to have her back in to talk about the energy of what's happening collectively right now in the universe and in our country, and just what we can put our personal energy and focus into during what seems to be a time of great breakdowns and change. It can all feel very overwhelming to me on many days, so some sort of guidance and positive outlook always helps. Here's our conversation. Okay, so Holly, you've obviously been here before. If you guys have not listened to the podcast I did with Holly, I don't even remember. This was last year at some point, right? You're an intuitive tarot reader. And so you read my cards and we kind of talked through that process, what that looked like. And I was texting with you yesterday because it's just like, what is happening in 2020? There is just so much. And what's one thing that's really helped me is your Instagram, because you'll do like the different card posts, the card you pulled that day, and you kind of explain how it applies to the universe and what's happening right now. So I wanted to talk to you because I just feel like there is so much shit going on. And can you just shed any sort, like, help us out here? Can you kind of just talk through like what you do and things that you've been seeing lately?
Yeah, it's so funny because the day we spoke and recorded that podcast was the day after the tornado hit Nashville.
Oh my gosh, was it really?
Which was only early March, but it feels like it was a year ago.
That literally feels like a year ago. Wow.
And it was really like since then, because COVID hit like what, 2 weeks later?
Yep.
That shit hit the fan in 2020.
Yeah. I can't even believe that was in 2020. That I talked to you. I genuinely thought that was last year. Wow.
Yeah. And like so much has happened since then that it feels like so long ago.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, what I do is, you know, I'm a Reiki master. I'm a tarot reader. And I also do new moon ceremonies every month. And so I'm often looking at the collective energy and looking at what's going on in society and the energy of the collective and how that applies to what's happening in astrology, what is happening in the cards that I'm pulling and the readings that I'm doing. And more as you do this work, I think any intuitive will tell you that there's always a theme and a collective theme that usually mirrors what's going on in the individual and also in the stars. So there's this energy of like as above, so below.
Yeah.
And if you read or you even see like a lot of astrologers on Instagram, I used to wonder like, why are they so political? Why are they always posting about like activism and politics and these things? And after doing this work for so long, I started to realize it's because if you call yourself a healer or a witch or anyone who's like paying attention to energy, then you're going to see these things being reflected on a collective level as well.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that's the as above, so below. We talked about that in the last podcast too. So can you give us kind of a collective theme that you've been seeing in your readings?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah. Since I feel that.
We're in the middle of what's called eclipse season. And this generally happens a couple times a year. And the eclipses are usually come in pairs or sets of three.
Okay.
And so we just had a solar eclipse in Cancer, and they always happen on the new moon. And then in a week and a half, we're going to have another lunar eclipse, and this will shore up or finish the eclipse season of the summer. And then we'll have another one in December and January. And so they generally happen every 6 months. And what you see during this time, you can think of a solar eclipse as kind of like a full moon energy, but even more intense. They tend to like shake up, transform, initiate, and really bring out like anything, bring out any kind of shadow or illusion. Anything that's like ready to be healed and transformed will be triggered during an eclipse season.
So that, okay, that this week, right, we had one, or was it last week? I can't remember exactly.
It was on Sunday here in Nashville.
So you know how with the full moon, if you're, I mean, I'm a Cancer, so I'm very guided by the moon. And anytime there's a full moon, I won't even know a lot of times that that's happening, but I can't sleep. It's just like my body cannot sleep. And I had that same issue this past week. Like, and I kept asking myself, I'm like, this is not, I kept checking. I thought this is not a full moon. So what is going on with me? But can the eclipse stuff cause that kind of stuff as well?
Absolutely. I barely sleep on full moons.
Yeah.
Even in the last 48 hours, one of the outer planets, Neptune, moved retrograde, and I've had intense dreams and trouble sleeping. Mm-hmm. And
me
Neptune
too.
Is associated with the dream world and fantasy and illusion and sleep. There's also a lot of planets retrograde right now. There's like five.
Yeah.
So there's a lot happening in the stars. And if you're energetically sensitive, you may feel it. Now, you're a Cancer, and this whole eclipse season is on the Cancer Capricorn axis. So this is your, so all the cardinal signs, if you're a Cancer, a Cap, an Aries, or a Libra, which I'm an Aries with Libra rising, you're a Cancer, those signs may feel it more intensely.
Okay.
And what I'll say for like the listeners, if they really want to see how this could be affecting them personally, what you can do is look at your birth chart and look at the sign of Cancer, see what house it's in and if there's any planets there, and then look at the fourth house and see what sign it's in and if there's any planets there. And that can give you a really good depiction of how this eclipse season will actually affect you on a personal level. Because collective themes will come up, but it also can hit very different places in our personal birth charts. So like for me, this is like a really straightforward example. So for me, my fourth house is in Capricorn.
Yeah.
And the fourth house has to do with like home, family, the people who you call your family, whether it's blood family or your chosen family, your sense of safety, your sense of structure. So every year this around this time in June, we have this eclipse season. Every year around this time, my stepsons arrive here in Nashville to live with us for the summer. So my sense of family, home, structure gets completely rearranged and disrupted.
In your chart?
Well, I mean, because my fourth house is that's where my fourth wow. house is. And so it just happens that those two things align together. Yeah. It's like my stepsons come, and then my sense of home and safety and security and how to blend two families together.
Yeah.
You know, if you are anybody out there listening, a step parent, there's mm-hmm. you know, challenges.
I can relate to that. Yeah.
And, you know, I go from having to care for one child to caring for three children. Sure. And it brings up some inner child wounds of my own growing up with step parents. And, you know, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And so it can be really, really useful to see like how this is hitting your chart and what lessons you feel like you're moving through right now.
So that's really interesting, because you said that happens to you every year. So this eclipse season happens every year.
So what's funny is that the axis will change. So okay. the Cancer Capricorn axis has been going on since 2016. And that is around the time that I actually moved a little before that, but that is around the time that we started having them come down here for the summer.
Okay.
And so, and before that, it was in a different, you know, axis. And, you know, I was living in New York and the boys were there too. And we had a totally different family structure. So yeah, it will change. This 2020 is the last of the summer eclipses being in Cancer and Capricorn.
Okay.
So actually this one feels really intense, but it is going to be the last set here. So we're really shoring up and kind of sussing out anything else that needs to be addressed in these areas.
Interesting. Okay. So the eclipses happen, and this has been happening for 4 years, I guess, now. But why yeah. does 2020 feel so intense? I mean, you mentioned there's a bunch of retrogrades happening as well, which I know we just mm-hmm. got out of Venus. Was that today even?
I think Venus went direct. Yeah, yesterday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Or today. It may have been okay. like right between today and yesterday.
And then, I know Neptune, you mentioned, isn't there a Mercury retrograde?
Yeah.
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 Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is awesome.
And, you know, I think it's just, and I can't say, I'm not by trade an astrologer.
Right.
But I think that, you know, we are shifting as a planet. We are shifting, and shadow work is being done. You know, and you can read about from different astrologers all kinds of things. Some people will say it's because we're entering the age of Aquarius. Other people will say we're like upgrading into like a new dimension from 3D to 5D. There's all these theories. And I can't say like what's true. I don't think there's any like absolutes or any rights or wrongs. But I think what's being asked of us now is to look at a lot of the shadow that's being unearthed within our collective and deal with it. And I think it's really interesting how we had this pandemic occur. Hello. And we all had to slow down our lives and really just like stop doing many of the things that we usually do.
Right.
And everyone got really quiet and really still. And then we had, you know, this whole racism movement occur. And I wonder if that would have happened, if we would have listened in the same way, if we hadn't had the pandemic, if we would have paid attention.
Yes. I've said that a million times. I mean, because it's not like this is the first time we've heard this Black Lives Matter movement, mm-hmm. you know, but all of a sudden it was like we finally heard it. Like mm-hmm. it's not the first time it was said, I guess. And so
yes.
I've said that exact thing, that this there was no mistake that it happened the way that it happened.
Yeah. And actually, if you look at the astrology of that, like, the last time Mercury was retrograde in 14 degrees Cancer, which happened just a few days ago, it was in that same exact degree the day that the Black Lives Movement was created. It was
oh, wow.
the day that the police officer who killed Trayvon Martin was acquitted.
Wow.
And so, you know, that was back in 2013, that was the last time that Mercury was retrograde in that degree of Cancer. And so wow. what we're seeing now has happened before, like you said, and now these themes are coming back around, and you can see some of these transits that are also connected to the Rodney King riots right. and then the movements from the late 60s. And so
I've even yeah. seen some tied to the, I think it was the American Revolution, like way mm-hmm. back when, and it's mm-hmm. just all of those same dynamics, and they haven't happened in the same time since a lot of that major change or shift was happening. So I've kind yeah. of like, yeah, I've been curious what we're going to actually come out of this as, because it seems like the energy is very in the mode of change.
Yeah, 100%.
Well, you mentioned the shadow stuff, and I told you I wanted to talk a little bit about this because you posted about it, and I've seen, we mentioned the Holistic Psychologist, who's a great account to follow. And a couple other people I've seen that I can't think of off the top of my head, but they've mentioned this shadow. And so can you mm-hmm. kind of explain to us, what is the shadow side that maybe we're being asked to look at right now?
So shadow work is a term that we use in the healing world. I see it a lot in the psychology world. And it's really just shadow work. Is the work of looking at the places within ourselves that we hide or we shame or we blame. And we do this out of a desire to be loved and accepted. Mm. And it usually happens when we're younger. And, you know, we're very adaptable as young people. And so we can assess a situation and learn and observe and understand quickly what behaviors or what characteristics about us will be accepted and what won't, right?
Yeah.
And so this could be something really simple or something really deep and traumatic. And everybody has a shadow side.
Sure.
Like nobody's immune from this. And it is simply like the places that we hide away from the world in order to feel that acceptance.
Oh my gosh. I just had this like aha moment, because when you, now that I remember that you read my cards in March, there was a lot mm-hmm. of codependency stuff coming up in the cards. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of feeling it, but not fully. And then lately what's been happening is I've sort of integrated into what you were talking about, like the step-parent situation with mm-hmm. my boyfriend's kids. And it's been awesome. But I'm also noticing that I don't know how to keep boundaries. Like, mm-hmm. so I'm overextending myself and doing everything for everyone else. You know what I'm saying? All of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been
yeah.
bumping up against that so much. And it just dawned on me that this is what I'm supposed to work on right now, obviously.
Yeah. So there's some shadow work there.
Yeah.
And we all have to do it. And like,
yeah.
And if we look at what's happening right now in the collective, if you are engaged in anti-racism work,
yeah.
then you must be engaged in shadow work, because the first step in anti-racism work is acknowledging that
sure.
you are racist.
Right. Exactly.
And that is some, like, it is not cute or fun
no.
or easy to look at your shadow. You have to be able to accept with love and compassion the fact that you have this thing that you feel deeply uncomfortable
yeah.
with, and that you perceive to be a quote unquote bad or wrong thing about
yeah.
you. And like, if anyone has been, I'm sure many of the listeners have been looking at this and doing this work, and they're realizing like, wow, you know, like there is this part of me and it makes me so uncomfortable. And I just want to, and that's why you see Black educators saying like, we're not going to teach you how to do this. Like, it's not part of our, you know, emotional labor to teach you how to not be racist.
Right.
You have to do that on your own. And you know, there's a lot of performative activism going on, and that's not shadow work. That's just like posting something or jumping on a bandwagon mm-hmm. because everybody else is doing it. And mm-hmm. like the real work is going to take place in quiet moments between you and you, where you can be vulnerable enough to sit with the things that feel bad and scary.
That is huge, because I hear a lot of people saying, you know, you just have to do the work. And I'm like, well, what does that even mean? What does do the work mean? But I think what your point is so huge, and that a huge step in the work is looking at that and like looking in the mirror and reflecting back the things that you don't want to see and accepting them, because that without doing that, you can't actually ever look at change.
Totally. And as white women, it's so easy to bypass this work, you know, because that's what we've been doing. And to bypass it is our privilege.
Right.
And we can say, like, I'm too busy, or I don't know how to do it, or, you know, this doesn't apply to me, or I don't see color. And then, like, then we just become a part of the problem. We continue to suppress that shadow, and then nothing changes.
Right.
And that's why if we don't work on our shadow, we will continue always to see it reflected back to us in our relationships and in the collective.
So that's a huge point, too. It's like you can't. Because that, to me, that is the biggest energy that I feel right now, is as much as you want to not look at your shit, there's no choice. Like, literally, the world is stopping. And even now, like, coronavirus, everyone's kind of acting like it's not a thing anymore, but, like, the numbers are rising. So I'm just, like, waiting for it to come back to where we have to isolate again, you know? And it's just, like, there's no running away right now. It feels like the world is saying, like, hey, you guys need to stop. You need to look at yourselves and ask yourself, like, are you actually the person that you're saying that you are? Or are there things that you could look at and change and grow to have more empathy for your fellow man? You know, like, any of that stuff. It's like, we can't avoid it.
We have been raised in a culture of individualism that has turned into selfishness, and we have to learn how we are being called to return back to unity consciousness, to where we think as a collective instead of as an individual. And it's not our fault that we were born into this system and onto this planet during this time and in this, like, deeply toxic patriarchal system. However, like, I believe we incarnated here for a reason, like, in America. And believe me, like, I'm like, I want to move to Canada or Costa Rica or fucking Denmark.
Right.
I don't think that's my job. Like, I don't think that's my work now. Like, I want to be able to, like, sit and watch my Instagram stories without seeing, like, 100 accounts of violence and hatred and disgusting shit. Because that used to be the way that I, like, decompressed. And, like, of course I have that feeling of, like, oh man, I wish things could go back to normal. We all feel that.
Yeah.
But that's our shadow. That's our shadow.
Is that the shadow?
Well, that's the ego telling you to, like, ignore the shadow.
Yeah. I've been in, like, even the social media stuff, like you're saying, I've been stressed. I'm like, can't we just go back to normal? You know? And, like, you crave that, the thing that you know, I guess, the comfortable.
Yeah, we want to see, you know, just like people splashing around on the beach and having 4th of July parties and like summer fun. And like we all kind of long for that. But, you know, this is like a dark night of the soul moment for our country. Like we can't hide from it. And the more we try to fight against it, I think the more intense it's going to become. And I do think it's going to get more intense before Yeah, I mean, not crazy, but I do think there's a lot, you know, this is a marathon, or it's not a sprint. Mm-hmm. Like, we have to first wake up. That's the first step.
That feels like where we are now.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, like, step one.
Yeah.
And I think that we, as the younger generations are becoming, I think our work here on this planet is more emotional, where like our parents and boomers and people in that generation, you know, there was very much this kind of like, authoritative parenting and like children should be, you know, seen and not heard.
Right.
And it created a lot of trauma and disassociation and not a lot of like emotional connectivity. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of fed into that sense of like selfishness and also just like, what does our country and our society and capitalism ask us to do? Mm. To produce, to consume. And this is how we find value. This is how we find worth in a culture that just keeps asking us to work and work and work and buy and buy and buy. Right. And do and do and do. And then all of a sudden we're left with, climate change and like the earth is screaming at us. Like, and it's time to stop and slow down and question what we're doing here. We're disconnected from each other and we're disconnected from earth energy. And we're disconnected from our emotions. And so I think right now is a time when we can really like start to refocus on unity.
Yeah.
And we now have more tools than our previous generations. It's okay to go to therapy now. It's
right. Everyone talks about therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Instagram psychologists are hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
And so are like, and so is what I do. Like, this is a sign that we are waking up and we are wanting to heal and we are wanting to care about each other more. And I think this is a good thing.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I think it's so interesting what you mentioned earlier about being, and I know everyone has different beliefs about whether we reincarnate or we choose to come to the world when we come and all of those things. But there's something in that for me, I know, that feels very much like, again, this is not a mistake that I am here during this time because of the things that my heart desires, that my emotions that I seek out constantly that make me feel comfortable, that are the challenges I've faced in my life have forced me into, it's felt like, but it feels like no mistake. And I can't help but have that feeling, like you said, that our generation is leaning more into, let's get real. Let's talk about the real stuff. Let's talk about the shadow side. Let's like face ourselves. And yeah. I'm so curious where it's going to go.
Yeah. And I mean, we can see how it's happening now on a collective level. Like, this anti-racism work is our country's shadow. And like, if you think of the U.S. as an entity, like the U.S. has a birth chart too, you know?
That's
and if
true,
we look at it, we can see that like it is now this time where the shadow is being shown. You know, our history has been hidden from us and we've been lied to.
Right.
And it's like, if you look at, you know, Germany, they teach, they go to concentration camps and they teach children, school children, their history. And we haven't done that. We have whitewashed history and made it look pretty, and it's not true. But our country was founded on stolen land and built on the backs of slaves.
Right.
And that's a fucking problem that we don't know about that. That's a problem that up until 3 weeks ago, I had no idea what Juneteenth was.
I know. Like, I felt the same about that. That's so true. But it's just like what you're saying. It's like, we just don't look at it. That's interesting to think about other countries and how they just look at it versus us just like pretending it's not there almost.
Yeah.
Or breezing over it.
Yeah. And like, we have pretended that it's not there, but we've also been sold lies.
Right.
And taught. We've been disillusioned.
Yeah.
And, you know, I spoke about it earlier, but like Neptune is the planet that kind of governs illusion. Mm. And when it goes retrograde, it's kind of like this veil being lifted where we can see things clearly. We can see what was hidden. And so I think there will be kind of a mass uncovering of things that have been hidden before, have been in shadow. And shadow no longer becomes shadow when we shed light out in the open.
So since the tarot card stuff is really your world, is there anything that you've seen in the past week or that you see like coming? Is that how that works? Can you see future stuff through that?
I mean, I'm not, and I always tell my clients, like, I'm not a fortune teller. Like, yeah. I'm not going to tell you that, like, in 3 years or 2 years, this is what's going to happen. I do often pull cards for, like, past, present, and future. But I see the future card as, like, an invitation for you to step into. But, like, everything I see can be, I believe in free will. Like, I don't believe that, like, you know, I'm going to pull these cards and it's, like, predestined.
Yeah.
They're just lessons we need to learn. But we have to do the work of actually, like, learning them and, you know, going through that. And sometimes we procrastinate, you know, we listen to the ego. We want to stay comfortable, and that's fine too. I think eventually, like, we'll get many, many opportunities for them to come. I think the universe is abundant in that way. And, but what I've been seeing, or what I'll speak to as far as the tarot is that like 2020, is what we call an emperor year.
Okay.
And we do this, tarot readers do this just by connecting numerology to the year. And so you can look at like what you can add up all the numbers of your birthday to what year it is and see for you personally, like what year you're in. So 2020 is 2 + 2 = 4. And number 4 is the card of the emperor. And the funny thing is that like, you know, back in December when I was just a hopeful girl, you know, just not worried about a thing.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Had no idea what was coming.
No.
And I was so excited about 2020 because the emperor is like connected to Aries energy and I'm an Aries.
Right.
And I'm like, yes, this is going to be my year. And like, you know, the emperor in his like high vibe is masculine energy, and masculine energy is productive. It is structural. It is organized. It is stable. It manifests well. And when I pull the emperor card for people, I actually usually use the metaphor of government and say that, like, you know, government, when working well, is structure and organization for the good of the collective. So we pay our taxes and then our garbage gets picked up and then there's streetlights that produce order. And then, you know, our mailman comes and the kids go to public school and like, this is structure and order for the good of the collective, right?
Yes.
And I feel like what we're really seeing this year is Emperor reversed. And so when a card comes reversed, I look at its shadow. And some people don't read reversals. It doesn't matter. There's a light and a shadow to every card, right? So it's more toxic masculinity. So this is control, aggression, violence.
Wow.
This is a corrupt system. And it's exactly what we're seeing. We're looking at the systemic corruption.
Yes.
In our government. We're looking at a president who acts like a dictator. We're looking at a system of policing that is meant and was created to oppress people of color. And we're just looking at how that system has continued to be funded and fed by rich white men.
Yeah.
You know, and how like things as simple as defunding the police and giving that money to healthcare workers and people who, you know, are more equipped to deal with a mentally ill person walking down the street. So instead of getting murdered, you know, he gets sent to a facility where he can, you know, receive help. And, you know, and so this is what we're seeing. We're seeing this corruption in the system.
So when we talk about all this stuff, I think, I know for me, for instance, like even when this racism stuff started to even come to light, I was like, I'm exhausted already of fear of, you know, the anxious feelings that I've been having because of coronavirus and how that's affected my life in general, how that's affected our world in general. And so I think it's really easy this year to get pretty bogged down with all of it. Is there some sort of like bright side of just like these changes that you see at all? I mean, obviously I know the bright side. That's not the right way to say that.
Yeah.
It's like, how do we get through to where it's just like we can embrace this as a positive? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. And you know, I think that we have to remember a couple of things.
Okay.
We have to remember, one, that like we as a culture and as a people are resilient.
Yeah.
We've been through this before, not in our lifetimes and not in our parents' lifetimes, but like we have handled pandemics. We have handled revolutions. Like,
yeah.
And we continue to grow and evolve. And I think that sometimes when we feel so like overwhelmed and overburdened that we forget how truly like resilient we are.
Yeah.
And like, and that also like if we band together, like it only makes us stronger. And so this time is going to require strength and courage and resiliency. You know, it's not a time for like weak-hearted victimhood and things like this, that we really need to call on our reserves and our strength and on whatever makes us feel connected, like whether that's your God or your angels or your ancestors. Like, we're doing this work for them, you know, like we are standing on the backs of our ancestors to continue to do what society is asking us to do, which is like wake up and change, and like they're proud of us. And but we can also call on them for support and for guidance, and I think that's a really important part of right now. I think it's also really important just to remember that like this is a time when we have to, our nervous systems have to handle a lot more than like we ever have in the past, and technology is making that really intense, because like in the past you never would be able to just like pick up this device that's on you at all times and see news from all over the world,
right?
And it's really, really overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so I think it's really important to also take breaks with that,
mm-hmm.
because like our pleasure and our joy is revolutionary, And so we can't just like fight all of the time, like, because that's what capitalism wants us to do. It wants us to like work ourselves to death in order to like serve the man. And I know I sound like, I don't know.
No, I mean, I think like that's, I think that that's true though, because it's like, I actually didn't even realize how much I worked until I stopped doing that for a couple months. And now I'm like, I cannot, like, I physically cannot do it. It is insane the amount of, like, my body will just shut down after a certain amount of time, or my brain just is like, okay, I'm done. Like, I did this for a couple hours and I can't do this anymore. And I used to do it for like 12 hours. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like the capacity that I have to just go, go, go is so much lower now that I've actually been forced to slow down. And so, but I don't think I would have ever realized it if I hadn't been forced to. So those are the kind of things. Yeah.
That's the silver lining. Like, that's the gift. And like, if that's your question, like, what are we looking for? Like, when else besides in quarantine did you take 6 walks a day? Like,
never.
When else did you know? I know every single one of my neighbors. Like, my 4-year-old daughter, like, has relationships with people who live 3 blocks away that, like, I never, she just talks to them as they're walking by while she's standing on the porch, and then we'll go for a walk and they're like, hey, Ruby.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. And so, like, there's this connection that's happening. And, like, when else? Like, I have a bigger garden this year than I've ever had. Like, these things, these are like the little silver linings, is like remembering to take pleasure in these simple things, in the change of the seasons. You know, this happens where we are in the spring, when we are able to like plant gardens and enjoy the, you know, the flowers blooming, and like
to even notice the things right in front of you. I don't think that I was doing that, you know.
To rest in a society that tells you to work is revolutionary.
Yeah.
To receive in a society that tells you to always give is revolutionary. Like, to just embrace feminine energy and sit and be quiet and still and do nothing is revolutionary. And like, we're in the middle of a revolution, and like, we have to remember that simply caring and nourishing for ourselves, like ourselves on a soul level, is revolutionary. And it's not like this like branded whitewashed self-care that we see, you know, that can be like, you know, you have to do this special bath with all of these ingredients and like take all these adaptogens and buy and buy and buy, because it's based around capitalism. But like, true nourishment and care is walking out to my garden and, you know, picking some lettuce and some herbs and making a salad. Like, it's that simple. And like, I think, you know, just returning to those basics, like, I got to shop in a way that I've always wanted to shop, by just like not going to big stores and buying from local farmers markets that were doing like deliveries to individuals instead of restaurants that were all closed down. And like, you know, I think that this type of self-care, this really simple type of self-care of just like giving ourselves more time and more space, disconnecting from our phones, is within itself like so much medicine.
I love that. I love looking at the self-care, the slow down, the focusing on what's right in front of you as revolutionary. I hadn't thought about it that way. Where can people find you? Because I, like I said, I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, I follow your Instagram, and your card readings every day really do help me. It's kind of like a part of my meditation. So tell people where they can find you.
So my website is just my name with my middle initial. It's hollydraimy.com. I have a blog on there. I put up just like medicine for every season. Right now we're in Cancer season. I have my Instagram, which is the same, hollydraimy. And I have a podcast myself called Tarot Talk.
Tarot Talk. I love that name.
Yeah. And that, on that, I actually do a reading for every new moon and full moon. Ooh. So if you really want some extra, like I do the daily cards for every day on Instagram. And then on the podcast, I'll pull a whole spread and I'll talk about the energy of that 2 week period and kind of like what the collective themes are, what we're releasing, what we're asking to kind of bring in. So yeah, there's all kinds of stuff on there.
Tune into that. All right. Well, Holly, thank you for being here. Honestly, this was very insightful for me, and I hope it was for all you guys listening. I like the idea of just leaning into our shadow and like looking at that, observing without judgment. And I think like what you said, that is the revolution that's happening right now.
Yeah. And I think one of the best, actually, I'm going to add to that question that you just asked me. One of the best ways to do that is through like, just like quietness and stillness. Yeah. And there's this one particular meditation that I love.
Okay.
It's called RAIN. It's a Buddhist meditation, but it stands for like recognizing how we're feeling.
Okay.
Allowing for it, those feelings to be present, investigating the beliefs that we have underneath those feelings, and then offering nourishment to ourselves. So it's an acronym called RAIN.
RAIN.
And my favorite teacher, Tara Brock, does guided RAIN meditations on her podcast and her website. So I'll send you that information. Amazing. So you can link it.
I saw that actually on your Instagram. But yeah, I would love that. And I'll link it in the description of this podcast so you guys can go listen to it too. RAIN, that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Amazing. Holly, thank you so much. It was so good to talk to you again. It feels like it's been so long, but it really hasn't.
I know. It was great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys for listening.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.